Where did you go? Better. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Never has there been a president, with few exceptions, in the case of FDR, he had a major depression to handle, who's passed more legislation, who's done more things than what we've done.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben Donald Trump
says
even Bill Clinton took 6 years to get impeached. I might do it in 6 months, you guys.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump
face Ben Hur-
Donald Trump
says
no collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump
face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman!
Super duper Superman!
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good! We would leave it if we could!
We bring the world new order!
Donald Trump!
This world new order! Everyone a foreign race! We love
Donald Trump!
Space when we bring to the world disorder!
When Donald Trump
says...
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
Be Heil! Heil! Raiden!
Donald Trump!
Space not to love!
Donald Trump!
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Raiden!
Donald Trump!
Space!
Says
100%. And I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that?
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Right in.
Donald Trump.
Good evening. We start with breaking news. Tonight, President Trump lashes out of FBI Director James Comey, asking, need help with your hospital bills? President Trump better hope there are no tapes of their violent clash, because the president ended up with his teeth clamped down on his own leg.
You are fake news.
The president had only one event listed on his public schedule today, a fun day of swimming with Vladimir Putin's top diplomat.
You are fake news.
Listen up. Tonight, your internet browsing privacy is up for sale without your knowledge. President Trump has signed a new law that means Walmart is selling your internet browsing history to your mother. She is calling the images disturbing.
You are fake news.
So, who's telling the truth?
The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. Those were lies, plain and simple.
He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House early on. A dinner was arranged. I think he asked for the dinner.
Is this an accurate statement?
No, sir.
Did you in any way initiate that dinner?
No. He called me at my desk at lunchtime and asked me, was I free for dinner that night?
After summoning Director Comey to dinner, the president appears to have threatened director's job while telling him, quote, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty.
I didn't ask that question.
He asked specifically of loyalty in the context of asking me to stay.
Did you at any time urge former FBI Director James Comey to back down the investigation into Michael Flynn? And also, as you look back...
No. Next question.
Quote, I hope... This is the president speaking. I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Now, those are his exact words. Is that correct?
Correct. I took it as a direction.
What about the idea that in a tweet you said that there might be tape recordings?
Well, that I can't talk about. I won't talk about that. All I want is for Comey to be honest, and I hope he will be, and I'm sure he will be, I hope.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
So, who's telling the truth?
Who are you going to believe? The former head of the FBI or a former casino owner and reality TV host who's been bankrupt 4 times, married 3 times, paid $25 million to settle a fraud lawsuit a month before taking office, and said the following things about Vladimir Putin? I have no relationship with Putin. I do have a relationship with Putin. I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I spoke indirectly and directly with President Putin.
I have people that actually have been studying it, and they cannot believe what they're finding.
You have people now down there searching, in Hawaii?
Absolutely, and they cannot believe what they're finding.
I watched when the World Trade Center came tumbling down. And I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
How did he keep us safe when the World Trade Center came down? I lost hundreds of friends. All I did is point out the fact that on the cover of the National Enquirer, there was a picture of him and crazy Lee Harvey Oswald having breakfast. Now, Ted never denied that it was his father.
Do you believe Donald Trump colluded with Russia?
That's a question I don't think I should answer. In an open setting.
Now, you may remember that in his testimony last week, Comey said Trump had tried to get him to end his investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, telling Comey in a private Oval Office meeting, I hope you can let this go. Trump, in return, has accused Comey of leaking the conversation to the press, despite the fact that Comey was a private citizen at the time and the conversation was not classified.
Politically, I thought it was very damaging to the president.
I am concerned after hearing Jim Comey today. It was far stronger, more credible, and more damning than the statement we got from Jim Comey yesterday.
I think this sort of brings home the question of the president's credibility, which is always a big loss.
Why didn't you stop and say, Mr. President, this is wrong. I cannot discuss this with you.
It's a great question. Maybe if I were stronger, I would have. I was so stunned by the conversation that I just took it in. And the only thing I could think to say, because I was playing in my mind, because I was going to remember every word he said, I was playing in my mind, what should my response be? And that's why I very carefully chose the words. And look, I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
When is that?
Okay. Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recording?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow now? Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
He was notably silent the day of the hearing, but sent a tweet early the next morning that began, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication. Trump is essentially claiming that he's been vindicated by testimony he's claiming is false.
When they're not spending their time dismantling healthcare and secret one-party meetings, the Republicans are working hard to come up with creative ways to defend President Trump.
What you're seeing is a president who is now very publicly learning about the way people react to what he considers to be normal New York City conversation.
The first interaction that the president had with Mr. Comey in early January at Trump Towers, it was the FBI director who cleared the room. Perhaps the FBI's actions in that first meeting sent a signal to the president that that is how their interactions should take place.
The president's new at this. He's new to government, and so he probably wasn't steeped in the long-running protocols that establish the relationships between DOJ, FBI, and White Houses. He's just new to this.
Let's go back to what James Comey even said. Say his version is true, and he said, the president said, I hope you let this go. Listen, I'm a mom of kids. There's a difference between saying, I hope you do your homework, and go do your homework.
He doesn't believe he did anything wrong with the Russians, and I tend to believe him. He can't collude with his own government. Why do you think he's colluding with the Russians?
Remember, Trump said flat out that he did not tell Comey, I hope you can let this go. And yet Don Jr. seemed to admit that Comey's testimony was accurate.
You and I both know my father a long time.
Well,
when he tells you to do something,
yes.
Guess what? There's no ambiguity in it. There's no, hey, I'm hoping. You and I are friends. Hey, I hope this happens, but you got to do your job. That's what he told Comey.
Breaking news, President Trump considering whether to fire special counsel Robert Mueller.
Swirling speculation about whether the president would move to fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel running the Russia investigation.
It is the lead story of today's New York Times. It is the front page of the LA Times.
It amounts to political suicide if President Trump actually tried to fire the special counsel Robert Mueller.
Maybe if I fire him, Russia will disappear. Maybe, maybe him, no.
Speak softly now and say you're loyal to the dawn. And say Mike Flynn is someone you'll go easy on. You won't repeat these things I've said. It'd be a shame to find a horse head in your bed. You know Jeff Sessions, there's one guy who we could lose. Thought I made him an offer he could not refuse. Now from the room he's exiting. I think that I could work with you. We got that thing. Just think of all the golden things I've built. Must be my consciousness of guilt. These Russian water sports of which this memo speaks. Are you investigating who's behind those leaks? Don't look at me, I'm squeaky clean. Just took the rubles out of the washing machine. Now here's my hand for you to lay your lips upon. Oh, I feel certain you won't disrespect the Don. Take the cannoli.
Trump has now offered to testify under oath, although I'm not sure that's a good idea. This may shock you, but Trump has been deposed under oath before, and under oath, he's had to admit to his lies. For example, in 2007, he sued a reporter who wrote a book raising questions about his net worth. Lawyers pressed Trump on various false claims, and according to the Washington Post, 30 times they caught him. 30 times.
A U.S. appeals court has delivered a stinging ruling against President Trump's revised travel ban order, citing his own tweets as part of that decision.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Donald. Donald.
The president tweeted on Friday, after I got fired, that I better hope there's not tapes.
Donald.
You can just connect the dots from that one tweet saying, you better hope there are not tapes, to the appointment of a special counsel.
If Trump is impeached, it will go back to one tweet.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singing go, bird, go.
Donald. Donald.
Are President Trump's tweets considered official White House statements?
Well, the president is the president of the United States, so they're considered official statements by the president of the United States.
Donald.
This obsession with covering everything he says on Twitter and very little of what he does president.
That's his preferred method of communication with the American people.
That's not
people.
True.
Not policy. It's not an executive order. It's social media. This is clearly an obsession.
I think it's just the obsession over every detail of the president's tweets. A pretty little raven at the birdman stand. Talk him up to the pump and it's one grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long. Popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Donald. Donald.
Last week, the U.S. military bombed Covfefe.
Donald.
Trump's lawyers have become so concerned about the possibility that his tweets could hurt him in court that one option considered in the White House involved having a group of lawyers review and vet President Trump's tweets in advance. Haters and losers, stipulating that such terms are subjective, pursuant to relevant codes and libel laws, refuse to admit that Mexico, as well as its subsidiaries, LLCs, and other related or independent entities, will pay, not being limited to actual disbursement of monetary funds for the wall. Reader acknowledges the wall may be defined to include fencing, rivers, existing natural boundaries, scarecrows, do not enter signs, dirt hedges, and or unseen physical barriers that may or may not appear visible to the naked eye.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a big problem going into today's Senate Intelligence Committee hearing. It was a problem that he created for himself in his answer to Senator Al Franken's question during his confirmation hearing.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Attorney General Sessions, if you would stand, I will administer the oath to you.
Oath is such a strong word. Now, when I said oath, now I thought I was saying oats in one of those lispy Barcelona accents, you know, oof. Oof. And now with Sergei Kislyak. Now, I only met him two times. Three times. Okay, three times. But the third time was in a men's restroom. And we was just talking about what a trial it is to get soap out of those electric soap dispensers. And as for Jim Comey, he asked me to keep Trump out of his way, right? And that's saying I didn't respond. But the truth is, I didn't hear him. Now, this guy's about 6'8", and I had heard a sound above my head. I thought it was a cicada. You know? Recuse me.
Did he speak to President Trump about Russia after he said he wouldn't?
In any of your discussions with the president about the firing of James Comey, did the question of the Russian investigation ever come up?
I cannot answer that because it was a communication by the president, or if any such occurred, it would be a communication that he has not waived. I am not stonewalling. I am following the historic policies of the Department of Justice.
You referred to a longstanding DOJ policy. Can you tell us what policy it is you're talking about?
That goes beyond just the Attorney General.
Is that policy in writing somewhere?
I think so.
Sessions did not seem to have a legal reason for dodging these questions.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
What is it that I, as a member of Congress, or any member on this Congress, either side of the aisle, what is it that you believe we don't have the right to see? See, this is the way our government works. We get to do oversight. That's why since 1814, this committee has been doing that. There's executive privilege. Let me help you. There's executive privilege. Has the president invoked executive privilege in this case?
No.
The answer is no. Good. That's right. The answer is no.
I think the director made principal decisions about what to say to Congress when he was here and also what to provide to Congress. As far as the
wait, where do I find that?
Personally identified.
Do we just let everybody in government decide that they're based on their own individual principles? That's what see, it's trust but verify is how it works. You don't get to decide what I get to see. I get to see it all. I was elected by some 800,000 people to come to Congress and see classified information. I was elected by my colleagues here to be the chairman of this committee. That's the way our Constitution works. Will the FBI provide to Congress the full file with no redactions of personal identifiable information?
I cannot make that commitment sitting here today.
Then I'm going to issue a subpoena, and I'm going to do it right now.
Senator Franken asked me a rambling question after some 6 hours of testimony that included dramatic new allegations that the United States intelligence community, the U.S. intelligence community, had advised President-elect Trump, quote, that there was a continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump's surrogates and intermediaries for the Russian government, close quote.
Senator, your reaction to that response today?
I don't think my question was rambling. It was pretty direct. It was a pretty direct question, which is if those allegations are true, what would you do? Meaning, would you recuse yourself? And then he didn't answer that question. He answered his own question, which was, did I meet with any Russians? And he said, no, he hadn't. And that was not true. And then he didn't correct it until the Washington Post 7 weeks later came out saying he had met with Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, twice, once at the Republican convention in Cleveland. Then he had a press conference, and at the press conference where he recused himself finally, he did say that, you know, if I should have probably slowed down and said that I had met with Ambassador Kislyak twice. So that means that at that time, presumably, he remembered that he had spoken with Kislyak twice, and now his story has changed. He said he didn't recall that he met with Kislyak until he was told by the Washington Post. So his story is changing.
Our judgment, as I recall, was that he was very close to and inevitably going to recuse himself for a variety of reasons. We also were aware of facts that I can't discuss in an open setting that would make his continued engagement in a Russia-related investigation problematic.
Now that sounds like a big deal. If someone asks you if you've ever had sex with a turtle, and you say, there are facts about that I can't discuss in an open setting, the answer is yes.
He testifies with a mouth of cotton that he don't know or he's forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, pixie man. He says that he never met no Russians, except for one or two, three discussions. Look away, look away, look away, pixie man. Let's hear it for Jeff Sessions, hooray, hooray. When pixie man he takes the stand, them southern lawyer tricks he will play and sway us all with his digressions. He left Trump with the FBI director. Yeah, that could have been corrected. Look away, walk away, slip away, pixie man. Recused himself, but then he fired Comey. He says, yeah, I did, so blow me, get away, slink away, skulk away, pixie man. Let's hear it for Jeff Sessions, hooray, hooray. His best defense, just like Mike Pence, is make sure nothing sticks. He won't say yay or nay. He won't make no concessions. Look away from racial retrogressions. Look away from voting rights suppressions. Look away from presidential indiscretions.
The Washington Post reported that special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating the president of the United States for possible obstruction of justice.
He's the subject. The way it was described to us is a file has been opened on the president for the first time that is looking at him for obstruction, potentially for obstruction of justice. Now, that doesn't mean that that's where Mueller will end up. After he does these interviews, he could decide after talking to Comey, after reviewing the evidence and interviewing others, that what they tell him does not back up bringing any charges or trying to bring any charges for attempted obstruction. This is just he is beginning these interviews. That's what we have learned.
I think at some point we're going to have to stop saying Trump is committing political suicide. All right? Donald Trump don't die, people. Donald Trump is the Transformers movies of politics. No matter how bad it gets, it's never over.
Mr. President, thank you for the honor to serve the country. It's a great privilege you've given me.
I can't thank you enough for the privilege that you've given me and the leadership that you've shown.
Mr. President, it's been a great honor to work with you.
I want to thank you for getting this country moving again.
On behalf of the entire senior staff around you, Mr. President, we thank you for the opportunity and the blessing that you've given us to serve your agenda.
Thanks for the song this week from
Roy Zimmerman,
Bobby
Day,
Spike Jones,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks
Seth Myers, Fake,
yes,
Cassette Boy, Lawrence,
you're done.
James Comey, Lester Holt, Janine Pirro, Diane Feinstein, Oliver Trevor, Noah
Christy,
Susan Collins, Paul Brian Lindsay Graham,
Donald
Drunk Jr., Wooly Geist, Joe Scarborough, Sean Spicer, Kellyanne Conway, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Al Franken, Jeff
Sessions,
Richard Burr,
Kate
McKinnon, Kamala Harris, Chuck Todd Sargent, Schultz Jason Chaffetz, Rex Tillerson, Rians Prybus.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.